Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your WOW Rap. I woke up this morning with the beautiful words of the song Lord I Need You by Matt Maher and others. I'm reciting a few lyrics. Lord I need you, oh I need you, every hour I need you. Where grace is found is where you are, and where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Teach my song to rise to you. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Our scripture this week comes from Psalm 70, verse 5, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Lord, in my place of weakness and need, won't you turn your heart toward me and hurry to help me? For you are my Savior, and I'm always in your thoughts. So don't delay to deliver me, for you are my God. Let us be determined this week to ask God for help. Our Father in heaven is never too busy or too far away to hear our prayers. Let's boldly proclaim to God that we need Him every second of every day. Let's tell Him that we surrender all to Him, that we depend on Him, and that He is our only hope. Let's quit trying to do things in our own ability, based on our own plans and ideas, and let's rely on our Lord's strength and His great plans for us. Let's go down on our knees every morning and declare our dependence upon our Lord. Let's trust in our Lord, for His time is perfect. God always remains faithful to Himself and to His holy nature, even if we are unfaithful. Our Father God will always, at just the right time, save us, forgive us, restore us, redeem us, and renew us. For He is rich in grace and mercy. He promised to liberally supply, full until full, every need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus, according to Philippians 4 verse 19. His word also reminds us that we are privileged to approach the throne of grace, that is, the throne of God's gracious favor, with confidence and without fear, so that we may receive mercy for our failures and find His amazing grace to help in time of need, an appropriate blessing coming just at the right moment, according to Hebrews 4 verse 16. And lastly, let's go back to the truths about our God. Let's allow Jesus to train us in His ways. Let's spend time in God's Word, our only source of truth. Let's worship and praise our Father for who He is. He is love. He is full of grace and mercy. He will never leave or forsake us. He is kind. He is the great I am, and He is in control. He is our provider, the one who sees us, who cares for us, and who protects us. His plans for us are good, and He loves us more than we can ever understand. Let's pray together. Father God, please bend your ear towards us and answer our prayers. Lord, we need you. Keep us safe. Help us as we depend on you. You are our God. Have mercy on us. Grace us with happy lives. We put ourselves in your hands. Forgive us, Father, and listen as we ask for help. Please pay attention, God, to our prayers. Nothing and no one will ever compare to the works of your hands. Lord, we honor you. We want to put your beauty on display, parading your greatness and the amazing things you do. Lord, there is none like you. Train us, Jesus, to follow the path you have set before us. Give us an undivided heart to seek you above all else. We worship you in joyful fear. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you, dear Lord, for your love that never runs dry, for your faithfulness that is new every morning, for your grace that is sufficient for each day, and for your provision, direction, and kindness toward us. Lord, we need you every second of every day. Thank you that you will never fail or leave us. All our trust is in you. Amen. Have the most wonderful week. Thank you.